It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web, all over the world, and probably in the universe. Don't know. Today we have Theodore, the word from Royal Purple, and Sean. And Sean, we can't mention his last name. Anyway, who do we have on the phone? I don't hear you. Wanda. We don't hear you, Wanda. What happened?
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm on. We have Debbie from Canada on the line.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, George.
How's Canada?
Well, we're just situated right above Seattle, so the weather is pretty much like there. It's mild, about as mild as it can get here in the winter. So it's about probably 45, 50 degrees and just lightly raining.
50 degrees?
Yeah.
That's freezing.
Yeah, that's why we come to Hawaii whenever we can. Same ocean, same Pacific Ocean, just a lot colder.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
so? We're going to have a special event here, from what I understand.
Yes, I'm coming there in March, and Hugo and I, my sweetheart, are getting married on the 3rd of March.
Wow, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. How long you and Hugo been going together?
We've known each other for 10 years. We've been going together for about 5. We used to work together.
Mm-hmm. You guys been going together for about 5 years?
Yes.
I hope you don't mind me saying, but how come it took you 5 years to think about getting married?
Well, that's probably one Hugo can answer better than me. I was ready, but I was single for many years. I mm-hmm. was widowed very young and raised 2 little girls. Hugo went through a divorce, and, you know, sometimes people need time to heal. Let's put it that way.
Mm.
He's a really sweet
guy.
Well,
I look at it this way. The example I give people all the time is, how long does it take for you to decide that you want that special car?
Good, that's true.
5 years? I don't think so.
That's true.
I mean, you go to an auto auction and you see that car that you want, the 57 Chevy Bel Air, 2-door.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you say, let me think about this. No, I don't think so. It's gone.
That's right. Yep, and sometimes the woman is gone too if the man doesn't get with the program.
That's right. I don't understand people.
It's different with relationships.
It's not.
It is.
No way.
You have to be sure.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. It's just like the car.
Yeah. Well, Hugo is right now, as we speak, working on his 66 El Camino.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's his other girlfriend. I think he spends as much time with her as he does with me. But that's okay, because I have a 67, so we're both Chevelle people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it took 5 years for him to decide he's going to do that
that's
Chevelle.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He said, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand. I mean, you either know or you don't.
Well, it's so good to hear that coming from a man, and I think you should ask Hugo that.
I will. I will. That's retarded.
I love it.
Because, you know, in life, yeah. Life is so short. Anything
That's
can
true.
Happen. Why are you wasting time?
That's right. I agree.
Oh,
you're telling the wrong person. I was ready to marry this wonderful guy 5 years ago.
Wait till I see him. I'll tell
right.
him that. He wasted 5 years.
That's right. Oh, dear.
It blows me away.
At least now he's on board. And I hope we're going to have a car to drive that day or someone will drive us.
Mm-hmm. We're working on it.
Great. So, yeah, I'm really excited. Been making a few phone calls. We're just going to get married on the beach. Got to go and get the license. I've got the pastor through the Ohana East.
You don't have any driver's license?
No, marriage license.
Oh, you need a license to get married, yeah?
I guess, yeah.
Jeez.
remember now, George. She can't go down to the state building on a Friday.
Fridays. Well, she's coming in. You're coming in Monday, right?
Yeah, we're going to go Tuesday.
Yeah, good. Well, we got to get together on Tuesday.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet you.
Yeah, so give me a call.
I will.
And tell the people how you got a hold of me.
I got a hold of you by going on Google and found this name called Honolulu News.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Danny, a gentleman named Danny Sachs, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I emailed him, and he said, Debbie, you know, I think I can help you, but I don't live in Hawaii. I'm on the mainland. You didn't read far enough down on the web. Oh! And so he passed on the information, and I called you.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Yeah, that's great. Let me ask you, do you have E85 ethanol there?
Oh, that's a question for Hugo, too. It sounds familiar, but I think you better ask him.
Mm. Good fuel to put in your car.
Yeah, I already told him about the other stuff, the Ruby, because I listened to your program,
mm-hmm.
one of your old, and I heard it. And I said, Hugo, do we have that up here? And he said, no, not that brand. So you should
the Royal Purple.
You should bring that up to Canada.
Well, the Royal Purple guy is sitting right here.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, we've got a number of distributors in Canada, but not one in Vancouver.
Oh, well, talk to Hugo.
Yeah, maybe you guys should be a distributor.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, it's really nice talking to you.
You too.
And hope to see you soon.
Yes, I can't wait.
Anyway, it's about time you guys got married.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Aloha. Congratulations.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Anyway, we have Theodore here and Sean.
Thank you, George. Good afternoon.
What's new with Royal Purple? I hear that oil filter's pretty outstanding, you know.
Well, I've heard the same thing, George, but to stock it here, I had to come up with about $5,000 worth of inventory, mm-hmm. and then trying to decide which filters would be the most popular.
Oh, that's a headache.
It's a headache that I don't care to assume right at this
well,
point.
Well, you know, I've been telling people about the filters, okay? And Theo is a no-brainer. If the Royal Purple is so good, and you don't have anywhere, why do you need a filter?
Well, you've always got contaminants that are blowing by. I don't care what kind of how tight your piston thing is.
But the oil's clean.
Yes, but you've also seen that oil turn color, and the moment you change the filter, it turns back to purple. Because the contaminants are what change the color.
Well, person was asking me about this new fiber optic type of filter out, And I said, no, you don't need those fancy filters. Anyone will do.
That's true.
Because on some of our race cars, well, a lot of our race cars, we don't have a filter.
Yeah, but you're dropping the oil after two or three passes also, right?
Yeah, but, you know, in the old days, we needed a filter. Definitely needed a filter because when you drain the oil, you see sparkly. No, you see sparkly metal.
Oh, I see. So metal droppings. Okay.
Yeah. But with Royal Purple, it's clean. It's no, there's no sparkly metal. So, you know.
You're still getting blow by, George.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a question. You know, there's certain cars that cause sludging or has sludging in the oil. I guess it's in the oil.
Or the Audi?
What about it?
So, if you use Royal Purple, would the
any
sludging...
Any oil will sludge if you have coolant leak into the oil.
Is that what causes the sludge?
Yes. So, only certain engines do sludge. And if you have sludging, that's a sign that there is antifreeze leaking into the oil.
Nothing to do with the way the engine's positioned and tilted or not straight or anything like that.
No. The other thing could be is low-grade or motor oil. But if you're using the higher grades, it shouldn't sludge. But again, if you have antifreeze leaking into the oil, I don't care if you're using super duper oil, it's going to sludge because it's a chemical reaction. So whenever we see the sludging, then we'll take a sample of that oil and the old oil, and we send it to lab in Texas to find out what's in that oil. And 99% out of 100, it comes back antifreeze. So if you got antifreeze leaking internally, that's the hardest thing to find. So instead of trying to diagnose where it's coming from, we recommend using a stop leak. There's several out there that is really, really good. It depends on how much you want to spend. It's either that or bail out and get another car.
Or a new block.
Yeah, one or the two.
Oh, it even could be the head's leaking.
Yeah, it could be. It could be all over, but...
Yeah.
There's no way of detecting where it's coming from.
And also, George, they also have to remember that if you don't change oil, especially on that junk oil, you are going to get sludging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It breaks down.
Yeah, but this is considering everybody's right. Changing every 3 months or 3,000.
Well, who does that?
Anyway, the big thing out there on the news now is tailgating. A lot of people are very impatient and start to tailgate on the freeway at 60 miles an hour and right on the bump of the front car. That is just idiotic, folks. Okay, not only the safety reason. The car picks up any garbage, it's going to fling it onto your car. It's going to break your radiator, and you're going to eat crap.
Also nick your paint job.
Yeah, it nicks your paint job. But if that front car runs over something, there's no way on earth you're going to be able to avoid it. You're going to run that thing over too. So the best thing is to keep a good distance. And if Joe Blow wants to go tailgate, let him tailgate because it's his loss. It's the same with this Royal Purple Oil. I've been telling everybody around about Royal Purple Oil, and I'm turning purple trying to tell them.
Well, thank you, George.
And, you know, if they don't want to use it, then fine, because it's not my car. It's theirs.
And that car is going to be in your shop.
It does come in, Phil.
I know, George.
And then the question they ask is, do you think if I change to Royal Purple, the knocking will go away? Hello. It does not put metal back on the bearing. You know, I don't know what's the matter with people. They short it. You know, if somebody's telling you something good to use, you use it. Unless you got too much money. But anyway. And the lights on. I mean, I don't want to get on HPD, but something got to be done with lights on. Every every morning, every evening, I see people driving around with no lights. What's happening? It's so dangerous. For the people who's trying to cross the street, they can't see it. Well, that's another thing. I think it's in Australia that the law is the car is right, not the pedestrian.
Oh, boy.
Okay, let me explain to you why. This guy came over and told me, the car cannot see the pedestrian. The pedestrian can see the car. So, it's the pedestrian's responsibility to keep a safe distance from the car and not just walk out. And they did it before, way back, where the pedestrians was right. The pedestrians would just walk out 10 feet in front of the car and they get slammed. So, if you made the law the other way around, where the pedestrian is not right and the car is right, then people would look at it more. It's just like boating, okay? Boating. The big boat has the right-of-way. Am I right?
Oh, no. The boat with the least power, for example, a sailboat has right-of-way over a powerboat.
No, two powerboats.
Two powerboats. No, the... you're right. The small one has to evade because they're more agile.
That's right. That's what the guy said from Australia. He said, the people can dodge the car. The car cannot move away from the people. So, the car is right, the people is wrong. So that cut down the pedestrians getting run over. Hmm. Think about that for a while. I think it works. Anyway, turn on your lights, folks. Okay? So, Wanda, you got any winners for your trivia? I see you falling asleep there.
No, not yet.
So, what's the trivia?
What percentage of the 1983 Honolulu Marathon runners were from the state of Hawaii?
100%. Anyway, the prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec has the fantastic cleaner, the Degreaser 2000. By the way, Billy, if you're listening, I'm all out of Degreaser 2000. I need to order a drum. Good stuff. Anyway, that Degreaser 2000 is very, very safe. Is that a commercial time?
Alrighty.
Okay, we'll be right back after this short commercial.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Whether it's your fuel system, your steering, carburetor, or injector systems, using Royal Purple products with its extended oil life saves time, money, and the environment. Royal Purple's superior oxidation stability means oil changes can be extended up to 12,000 miles or more, depending on the equipment.
For the health of your car and the longevity of your engine, use only Royal Purple.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Fluger Honda Yamaha, New City Nissan, Quick Fix Cycles, Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Maui Toyota on Maui.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Bob?
Hey, rolling Bob is rolling smooth. Got my oil changed yesterday, fresh Royal Purple. Nobody's tailgating me now. They got to catch that minivan. See, people think they could just sneak up for me, but I got a surprise for them.
Well, I was told that you're tailgating people.
Oh, no way.
And what about this? Going to the car wash to have your car washed.
Hey, I go to the car wash where they hand wash your car.
I don't care if it's hand or butt or brush or whatever. I'm still using soap.
Ah, George, you know, how long have we been together? How many years?
Why did I say not to wash the car at a car wash?
Because it washes the wax off.
There you go.
But then they put wax on.
Oh, they wax your car later?
Yeah, after they wash it.
Okay.
Ah, George, you know, we're like an old married couple already.
excuse me?
Well, not in everything, but I mean, yeah, we're sitting there talking. Anyway, as I was telling George yesterday, I know every time I talk about handicap stickers, people call up and complain about me. But I'm telling you, it's a pet peeve of mine. I'm walking out of a restaurant the other day. lady pulls up right in front of the door with her handicap sticker. And me and my friend walk out, and I said, you know, let's just wait by the door a second, because something doesn't look right about this. The lady gets out her car, opens the trunk, takes a box out, closes the trunk with one hand. I open the door for her. She carries the box into the restaurant. She's making a delivery of supplies with a handicap sticker. And they tell me I'm wrong for picking on people with handicap stickers?
Bob, she was mentally handicapped.
Oh, I tell you, though, that just irks me to no end. But like you said, you know, people that need them should use them. But I hardly see anybody who needs one at a handicap stall anymore. I know, it's just me. I'm going to let it go because no need using my blood pressure. But, folks, hey, you know, Theodore had a good tip a long time ago about people tailgating you. Turn on your emergency flashes. They'll slow down.
Mm-hmm. Either that or go weaving down the road like you're drunk.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't do that. Then you get pulled over.
No.
So anyway,
when you get pulled over, you tell the policeman, I was dodging the potholes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'll try that next time.
Okay.
As always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, well, Bob. Thank you, Bob.
Yep. That's what my son Todd said.
That's right.
Okay. When he was driving his Camaro down the road, policeman pulled him over. And he said, what's wrong? He said, you been drinking? And Todd told him, no, I'm dodging the potholes. I don't want to damage my car. So the policeman said, okay. And he walked away.
In this town, that's a perfect excuse.
Yeah. Because you have it all over.
Yeah. And the few streets that have it, I'll almost guarantee you some high-level politician lives on that street.
Mm.
It's been paved and repaved every year.
Yep. I don't know. I don't understand this. But, you know, give us a call at 296-5467. If you have a question for Theodore or Sean or whatever. Okay. Who's on the line?
We have Glenn from Waianae.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, George. I can tell you in secret how to get rid of people from tailgating you.
What's that?
You go to the, as close as you can, to the left side of the lane you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the right real quick and you spit out the window. That way they're still in the middle of your car. Okay. The spit can fly on their windshield. Sometimes take 3 times before they realize, hey, that's not rain, man. And then you see them pull back. I do that every time. Before, I used to hit the brakes, but I don't like the idiots hit me. So I just spit.
That would work even better if you were chewing tobacco.
I do. But I always got spit,
okay,
man.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so.
Thanks, Glenn.
That's some good way. Okay, George.
Thanks. Bye. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Mario from Waikiki.
Hi, Mario.
Hi, George. George, when I drive my car, I have a rotten egg smell coming out now for the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
What do you think that is?
It's because your engine is running too rich. You must be losing gas mileage. Or you're using junk gas. What kind of gas?
Chevron?
Nothing to do with the catalytic converter.
I don't want
to
say it.
No, see, if you use junk gas or the gas is
rich.
It's running too rich, the catalytic converter is going to give the rotten egg smell. Okay? What you're smelling is sulfur.
Should I put lower gas?
You should put in Shell Premium.
Shell Premium?
Yes.
Okay, George. Okay.
You're going to get better gas mileage. She's going to run cleaner, and you'll be okay.
Okay, thank you, George.
Okay, what year is that?
This is a 2000 Lincoln Town Car.
Oh, okay.
Any problems with that?
Nope. You got Royal Purple in there?
No.
You got problems.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, who's next? Oh,
you know, you were when you guys were on the subject of the handicap.
Yeah.
Well, there's another caller called in and said that she sees all kind of sports cars in the handicap stalls.
Yeah, but nobody is checking them.
Mm.
You know, I even saw a motorcycle handicap. How do you ride a motorcycle if you're handicapped? Chaz, can you ride a motorcycle? Oh, okay. Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467 if you have the answer for the trivia, or if you have a comment to make, or a question. Whatever. We talk about whatever, okay?
Yeah, George, I just wanted to let you get the people know for Royal Purple is please buy from our dealers. That's one way you can stay on the air. And
yeah, well, you know, telling people that is really hard, you know, Sean.
Yeah, understandable. And
I don't understand. I mean, if they're, like I said, if they're getting the product free, yeah, I understand. But if they have to pay, why the hell do they patronize somebody that don't help them? It blows That's me right. away. I mean, it's just idiotic.
Yeah. You know? We just need to remind the listeners that let's not do it too late. And for the new things that's coming out with us is we are bringing up a website here locally. It's rp808.com.
Yeah, but it's under construction right now.
Yeah, they're foreign workers.
Yeah, I saw those aliens working.
But no, it's and we'll have all the lists of our vendors and stuff like that. So please, for the people that helps us, thank you. And for the people who's buying from that grocery store, that's not one of our customers.
Mm-hmm.
So please, so we can keep George on the air.
The only time people listen, Sean,
when it's too late.
That's right.
Yeah.
Even with relationships, the only time they open their ears
when it's too late.
Right.
Well, hopefully, you know, it's we're here. We're trying to help the listeners as much as we can, but there's only so much we can do, and I know there's so much only you can do, George. But we do thank you for everything you've done.
Well, we try. We try. You know. And
but yeah, again, rp808.com.
What means RP?
Royal Purple.
Oh, okay.
See?
And it's what not, is com?
It's not foreign.
It's not foreign. Oh, okay. But I went on and I saw
in a way
Chinese lettering.
Thought I was Japanese.
Okay. Who's on the line?
We have Norman from Kailua.
Hi, Norman.
Hey, George, got a question. I got a 96 four-door Lexus.
Mm-hmm.
I got a slight transmission leak. It's been leaking maybe about 6 months. The transmission fluid has not gone down too much. I put in the AT205, but it's still leaking a little. What's your recommendation?
You sure it's the transmission?
Yeah. I had the mechanic check it out. It is the transmission.
How did they check it?
Plus the oil on the garage floor is red.
So is your power steering.
Oh, I don't know how the mechanic checked it out, but he said it's my transmission.
Hmm.
You think it could be the power steering fluid?
Yep.
Really? Is it red?
Yep.
Oh,
now it's a new story here, huh?
Now it's a new, different ball game.
Yeah, see, the way we check our oil leaks is we put a tracer die into the transmission, have you run it for a week or so, and bring it back, and we shoot a black light on it, and it will show exactly where it's leaking. There is no guesswork.
Okay,
90% of the technicians out there do guesswork because the dye is super expensive.
Really?
Yes.
So how much would it cost me to bring it to you for a checkup?
Well, if we're going to diagnose the leak, something like that would run about $100.
Okay.
It's a guarantee way to find out exactly where it's leaking. Did the mechanic say exactly where it was leaking from?
he didn't really know. He said it looks like it's coming from under that section. It's the front section of the car.
There's no dye in there.
The hydraulic fluid is also in the front, too?
Yep.
Okay.
That's so why we use the dye. See, if we use the dye, then we'll see if it's really the transmission. If nothing glows on the transmission, then it's not the transmission. Then we proceed to the power steering.
Okay. And let's say if it is a power steering problem, what kind of cost are we looking at?
Depending on what you need to replace. In most cases, it's the pressure hose on the power steering.
Is that all?
Yep.
Okay, let me ask you another question before I get off. Is it quite common on a Lexus, like a 96?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. Okay. A Lexus is a Toyota.
No, it's a Lexus, but I think it's a Lexus engine, though. You know the Camry engine?
No.
The 96?
They use the same engine as a Camry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is a Camry engine.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do I do, George? I just call up your shop and make an appointment and have you pick it out?
That's it.
Where are you located?
Kalihi.
Okay, give me a telephone number.
847-5554.
5554?
Right.
Okay, I'll give you a call. Thanks, George.
Okay.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay. So what did you have to say about your Toyota?
Nothing much.
Did they take it in?
No, not yet.
When they're deciding to take it in? After you get into a pileup?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I just had a customer come in yesterday with an 09. I can't even pronounce that new SUV name for the Toyota.
It's a Defensa.
That's it. That's it. And she said, you know, my brakes, kind of funny, you know. When I step on my brakes, it don't slow down. So, we road tested it, and the engine is revving, Theo. It won't go down. So, when you're stepping on the brakes, it's like you're stepping on the gas and the brake all at one time. So, I looked it up, and sure enough, the car was manufactured in Kentucky.
What's the interconnect?
It's electric throttle.
Yeah, but how is putting the brake on affecting the electric throttle?
The throttle don't come back.
Oh, all right. In other words, it's not backing off.
No. Oh. It's going.
Well, isn't that the problem they're having with the Toyota?
Yeah. So I told her, you got to have it fixed.
So, oh, Lord.
Anyway, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. In my opinion, I would down the car. It's safer. But I don't know. Everything for money, yeah? Money is money. So.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nika and his guests today, Theodore D. Ward and Sean from Royal Purple.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
According to the editors of Hot Rod Magazine,
we've torn down some of our dyno engines that have been seriously abused, but with Royal Purple in the pan, the bearings have looked new. Royal Purple actually improves the condition of metal surfaces by remaining long after pressure would have been squeezed out of ordinary lubricants. Royal Purple responds to increased pressure with increased viscosity.
To keep your car running its best, use only Royal Purple. On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Tiki Cycles Unlimited. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts. Maui Toyota on Maui and Harvey Maena on Kauai.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and there's a little gizmo that Mario Yano sells that is really excellent. You gotta give him a call. And his number is 497-7739. This gizmo is really good. You can store, put your keys, your money, and everything in it and lock it. It's a trailer hitch safe. I call it a trailer hitch safe. You know, that it goes in that and it's combination, so you can have a spare key and whatever in there and not have to worry again to call Sean to open the door. Okay? So, Mario's number, 497-7739. Let him explain it to you. He's better at that. Okay? And the reason he doesn't come on the air because he's too chicken to talk on the radio.
But he'll talk to you on the telephone.
Yeah, okay. He'll talk to you on the phone. Okay, so anyway, who's on the line?
We have Lawrence from Kaneohe.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hi. So I know you always emphasize silicone. How often should I spray? Like, I just bought a brand new pair of tires, set of tires for my SUV, mm-hmm. but it sits out in the rain and the sun. And the first day I brought it home, I sprayed it. It didn't have the CRC, so I brought this Pyro brand. It's a multi-purpose silicone lubricant,
mm-hmm.
and I sprayed it all on the four tires, and it looked like I cleaned it with Armor All. It really clean, but how often would you recommend, like you said, spray the radiator hoses and things like that?
At least once a year.
I thought like every month.
No.
Okay. And it only, here's the kicker now. The technician, I brought four cans, one for each tire. The guy says, that's kind of plenty. I said, what are you going to do with that? So spray my tires. He says, no, you're going to crack your tires. Don't spray that. So shows how much he knows. I didn't argue with him. I just said, okay. So checkers, So,
a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, he didn't have the CRC brand, but I used that before. But how about this other brand, Pyro? It says multi-purpose silicone lubricant.
I don't like that one.
You don't like that one? Okay. So I gotta go someplace else. But they have a big variety of stuff. They have the brake cleaner that you recommend.
Yeah.
But they don't have that silicone cleaner.
Oh.
I mean, not a silicone that heavy duty on a CRC. The small cans. Okay, so once a year is sufficient. Okay, because like I said, it's exposed to the rain and the sun. It's only my weekend car, it's a SUV. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, second, gasoline. I know a few months back you said gasoline loses its potency after like 1 month, 6 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, what about people like, I know Ralph, who just put his car in storage. Now the car is sitting in a garage and he has gas in it and he probably runs it once every 2 weeks or something. What about that gas in there? Do you have to keep adding gasoline? I mean, you know, like bring home gas from the store and add it in?
That kind of situation is really bad.
Yeah.
But that's kind of cars, that kind of cars is more so to use ethanol.
Okay, yeah.
Because ethanol does not become stale.
Because I have a car too that I don't use that often. I just run it.
Then you better use ethanol.
Yeah, but only you have it. And it's not you don't really have it commercialized yet, too.
No, not yet. We're working on it.
Well, good luck to you on that. Anyway, thanks for the advice, Judge.
Okay. Okay, who's next?
We have Lou from Waipahu.
Hi, Lou.
Yes, I have a question. The ethanol you have is what type?
What do you mean?
What is it made from?
The one that I have right now was made from biomass.
You don't get the cane one.
We're trying to get the Brazil sugar cane.
Not yet, though, huh?
Not yet.
Okay, I want to try the Trivia.
Okay.
Okay, 0%.
How many?
0.
0%. Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Nobody caught my answer.
100%.
Well,
he did. He just went. He was a contrarian. He went the other direction.
Oh, okay.
Hey, George, I got one email on the racetrack, how it looks now.
Mm-hmm.
The old racetrack. Well, that bugger got plenty of weeds.
Well, from what I've heard from Tracy Arakaki, is totally destroyed.
Pretty much the picture that I seen.
And, you know, Theo, it's really sad because Jimmy Pfluger had put so much into it to give the young generation a place to race safely, and the politicians never did it.
No, and then the adults got involved and show everybody how to run it and pocket all the profits.
Yep, and screwed it all up. And now there's never going to be a racetrack.
Yep.
It's sad.
I think that auction is coming up on the 9th.
I don't know.
For that piece of land?
Yeah.
I don't see anybody going in and building a racetrack.
As far as
talking about the racetrack, there's the Sand Island one, that off-road track that they have.
Mm. Yes.
From what I understand, there is no insurance. And there's no insurance.
That's not good. I can double check on that one.
Somebody gets hurt.
Oh. Anybody, a spectator or a participant, make any difference. If you don't have liability insurance, then that would be the association that would be on the hook for that, right?
The state.
No.
Well, I also heard a rumor that there's illegal drags again.
Oh, that's ever been there forever.
No, people get Christmas tree.
Oh, more modern.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's wrong with the flag, man?
They're getting reaction time now.
Oh, okay.
Inaccurate.
Oh, boy. Yeah, but the Christmas tree is kind of hard to pack up and leave when the policemen come in. See? With the flagman, he just jumps into the next car and go.
As if you're next car. If the guy can jump that fast.
Yeah, if anybody would stop for you, yeah?
Yeah.
So, give us a call at 296-5467, folks. Yeah, where you can talk about whatever. Auto theft is up, and it's getting up and up and up. So, cover the serial number on the windshield, because you can make duplicate keys with the serial number, and they come back and steal your car with no problem.
Well, I know the dealers, they're supposed to check for registration.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I know. Most
slide them a $100 bill and they'll make it for you. Money buys a lot of things, Sean.
I know.
Yeah, go down Waikiki, you'll see. Okay, so anyway. And the gas prices is going up. Anybody want to put some bets on $4 this year?
Five.
Do I hear six? Give us a call at 296-5467. We got to go to a break, and we'll be right back. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Why should you or anyone you know use Royal Purple in their cars? Why use Royal Purple at all? Numerous independent tests and user testimonials document performance gains by using Royal Purple lubricants, including increased horsepower and torque, reduced wear, improved fuel economy, reduced heat, and for your part to help the environment, reduced emissions.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Crestec Cleaning Center, Tiki Cycles Unlimited, Tony Nissan Volkswagen. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts.
Okay, we're back again, and what's happening?
I like Barrio Nova.
Yeah? Okay.
We're going to put license plate on it.
So, anyway.
Want to get to some calls?
Okay.
Okay, we have Dot 3 Dean on the line.
Dino. How are you?
Hey, got a question. You know, I hope I advised Leave It to Later Laurie properly. She was asking me about how often she's supposed to change her fuel filter on her Ford. I said once a year. But and I also told her it's better to use, I guess, OEM rather than your aftermarket parts. But other than using the genuine Ford part, do you have any other suggestions? Or
they're all the same.
They're all the same. So she should just buy the genuine Ford part.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I actually wanted to know.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, hi, George. Yeah, I'd like to make a guess on the trivia for that marathon.
Okay.
I'm guessing 29%.
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we got Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, George, before you can tell us what kind of bus to put in our cars. I have a 2000 Grand Dodge Caravan.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of plugs is the best plug to put in?
Autolite.
Autolite?
Yes.
Does it have to be a certain type of Autolite?
If you want it to last a long time, I would use the Autolite XP.
XP?
Yeah.
Okay,
X-ray Peter.
Okay, X-ray Peter.
Yeah.
Okay, and why is it different than a regular plug?
The resistance.
The resistance is better.
Well, get less resistance on the Autolite.
And does it last you longer than a regular plug?
The XP does, yes.
Oh, okay.
And if you want better performance and you don't care too much about how long, I would recommend the Racing.
Yeah, but then that one you might have to change it more often.
Yeah, a little more often.
Like how much?
Maybe about every 20,000.
Okay. And then on the other plug, how often?
Every 30.
Oh, only 10 more. So then you get better performance out of the Racing one.
Oh, definitely. It's for racing. You want the best out of racing.
Okay, and that one there is called what?
AR.
AR.
Yep. Okay. Autolite Racing.
Racing AR.
Yep.
Okay. A as in Apple and R as in Rob.
Right.
Okay. And also, what is that guy was talking about spraying the tires with that?
Silicone.
Okay, so when you get brand new tires, you spray them.
Yes.
Does that in any way make it rain, the road comes more slippery?
No.
Because you're spraying that.
You don't spray the thread.
Okay, so you only spray the outside.
Yeah.
To keep it from cracking.
You're right.
So you do the outside and the inside.
Right.
Okay, and then that's once a year, or every 6 months?
Either every 6 months or once a year, at least once a year.
Okay, at least once a year.
Yeah.
And then that will make the size last a lot longer because the rain would just run off then.
No, it silicone is a rubber preservative.
Then you said to do your hoses and all that when you buy a brand new hose.
Mm-hmm.
What about a hose that you already have on?
So yeah, you spray that.
Okay, so then just spray it on.
Anything rubber or plastic.
Rubber or plastic.
Right.
And the silicone won't damage the plastic.
No.
And also, off topic from cars, I heard you one time say if you have a generator, you can run ethanol.
Right.
And you said that you get better hours.
Oh, yeah. Far better. In fact, I just put it in my weed whacker and use it around the shop to trim the weeds. And you know how the weed whacker, you have to pull the trigger to make it cut more?
Yeah.
Well, mine did it on idle. It made so much more power.
Okay, now, so as far as you know, the ethanol in both gas tanks is not a problem.
Nope.
And the beauty of it is you can put your generator up for, and many people do, you might run it once every 3 months or so just to try it.
Yep.
However, if you've got gasoline in there, it sits there 6 months, it's not going to run well at all if it runs.
Mm-hmm.
Because the gasoline will go sour on you.
That's right.
Okay, so you're saying run pure ethanol?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, and of course, I can't get that unless I come to you, right?
Well, I hope to get some soon.
Get like maybe get a gas station going.
That would be, that would be better, yeah.
Okay, George, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we got Carol from Honolulu.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, George. You were talking earlier about tailgating.
Mm-hmm.
I remember last year sometime you were talking about that too, and you had said to stay 2 to 3 seconds behind the car in front of you.
Right.
And at that same time, you know, AIG was doing commercials on the TV saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But my first thought when I heard that was, that doesn't make sense for people like me. How do I know how far 2 or 3 seconds is if you're already behind the car? So, you know, if the
good
car,
question.
If the car passes you, you can count, right?
Yeah.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, you know how far. But if the car is already in front of you, you don't know how far 2 or 3 seconds is. So,
okay,
so let me tell you what my driving instructor told me when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you stay one car length for every 10 miles you're going.
Yes.
So if you're on the freeway and you're going 60 miles per hour, you can visualize how far behind you should be from the car in front, you know, because you can picture how far is 6 cars in front of you.
Right, right.
So I think that's easier than saying 2 or 3 seconds behind a car
it is.
In front.
That's why if you notice today, I didn't say seconds.
Yeah.
I said stay back.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as you notice, a lot of people have the front of their cars all chipped.
Right, right.
Okay. Now, if you picture in your mind the tire in the front flipping a rock up in the air,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of estimate where the arch is going to go, you stay back on that arch and you're safe.
Yeah, because I've had things fly on my car, even from the car next to me.
There you go.
Yeah. So, you know, I thought I'd tell you that the driving instructor, the professional guy, said that, and I've remembered that all these years since
That's
I was
good.
A teenager.
That's good.
So I always look at the car in front and try to visualize, okay, how many cars, you know, size would be in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people would remember that better than 2 or 3 seconds.
No, people don't remember anything.
Yeah, they do. George, hey, a lot of us listen to you. Come on, because we love you. We listen.
Okay.
Okay.
But lots of people don't.
K, try for the trivia a wild guess.
Good luck.
Really wild. About 23%?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Call us back and try again.
See?
Yeah, I knew it. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And Carol, if you're listening, didn't you hear me say 100%? That's a wild guess.
There you go. Well, George, I know we have about 4 more minutes, and we do want to thank you, and it was a pleasure.
Okay.
And again, rp808.com.
What is RP?
Royal Purple.
And what is 808?
The state of Hawaii. Because I couldn't use, we couldn't use Hawaii. It was taken up.
RP Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh, what about Royal Purple? Spelling it out.
Royal Purple has that name copyrighted, and they guard it very, very jealously.
Oh.
So this is why we cannot go Royal Purple Hawaii.
What about 50 State RP?
That's all.
Now you come up with a suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah, now. Yeah.
You didn't ask.
No, we've been talking about it for how long?
Well, I figured you had it covered.
But anyway, we do want to thank you.
Okay, one more call.
Before we don't have time.
Yeah, one more call.
Okay, we got Glenn from Waianae.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, George, you know that lady that just called?
Yes.
If she like calculate 2 seconds on the highway when she following a car, just mark, if he passed something like on phone, telephone pole or on speed limit sign, you know, just count 1,001, 1,002 with it. Until you hit the same spot.
There you go.
You know, no take no rocket scientist for figure that one out.
No, all I say is stay far and back enough so the rocks don't chip your front.
Yeah, I know, but that's how you calculate how far behind you should be.
Well, I don't calculate that way. I just stay far back so that the rocks don't nick my hood.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
Thanks for calling. Aloha.
And the people got to slow down too, George.
Well, they learn the hard way, Sean.
Yeah.
They learn when they get into a bad accident and they lose a loved one.
That's right. Sometimes they don't learn, though.
Well, they do when they lose a loved one.
Like
it hurts like hell, you know? And why you want to hurt? Better to be happy.
Maybe some people don't think.
That's what I just said. Lots of people don't think.
Boy.
You know?
But we all got to slow down. Unless they build a racetrack.
Never.
Then we can go fast.
Never.
Legally.
I don't think so. Never. Not here.
I agree with you. And that's too bad.
Yep.
But again, thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Theo.
My pleasure, as always, George.
You know, folks, that's my best sponsor here. Because he thinks of you. Now, you should think about him and return that favor. Patronize his dealers, not the others. Wake up and take care of the people that take care of you. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Drive carefully, take care of each other, and see you all next week. Aloha.
Aloha, George.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
AM 690.